Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Mary, I think next week, every day, we should focus on weddings. Just do one story every day on weddings.
I'm already living a life.
You've got a kid getting married. I've got a wedding shower that I'm throwing. I have to officiate a wedding this year. A
lot of pressure with the wedding showers, too.
Oh, geez.
A lot of pressure. Get on Etsy, girl.
So join us next week, and every day we will do one wedding story.
Okay.
That's a decision I made in the last 10 minutes.
I think I'm off next week. No.
Oh, no. Come on. Ed Yonka is with us, a spokesperson for the American Civil Liberties Union in our state. And as you know, we have a lot of cameras out there that are reading license plates, and now people are worried about how that data might be misused. How are you today, Ed?
I'm really well. How about you?
Doing well. So 200 million plates were logged just last year?
Right.
That's a lot.
And, yeah, it's a lot. And, of course, it's important to remember that that data, you know, if I know where you travel to, if I know where you go, I know a lot about you. Like, if I know that on a Tuesday night you go to a bar instead of going to church, or to a union meeting, it tells me a lot about who you are. And so it's really critical, if we're going to collect that kind of information and if we're going to store it, that we have some rules of the road in terms of when it's going to be accessed, who gets to access it, and what ways it's going to be used.
So Mayor Lightfoot has called these cameras a huge, huge tool for police. And in a speech late last year about the spike in violent crime, which, let's face it, we're all worried about, she promised to, quote, dramatically expand the reach of cameras with license plate readers. When I spoke with a legislator about this, I would say maybe 2-3 months ago, and I said, we kind of bought into the iPass thinking that, you know, it was fine. And then we learned it was actually the spy pass. And some of that data showed up in divorce court cases or non-criminal cases in a court of law. And when I asked him about this data showing up in a non-criminal case in a court of law, he's like, no, no, there's lots of protections. That's not an issue. Has it been an issue up to this point?
I would say not up till this point, but you raise such an important point, and let's go with that from two ways. Let me just start by saying, you know, when the mayor said that these are crime fighting tools, Chicago already has 80,000 cameras that are interconnected into a network. If you walk out here on Michigan Avenue, start at Roosevelt Road, walk all the way up to Oak Street Beach, you will be on a camera that the city of Chicago can access for that entire walk. But all we hear about is how we need more cameras for safety. So I guess I ask the question, is there any evidence that it really works? The second thing in terms of the question that you raise is, you know, when you start talking about abuses, one of the things is, just let's talk about the way it might be used. These cameras for years were presented as things that could help in terms of identifying, you know, vehicles that owed parking tickets or passed fines or penalties. Now we hear they're the answer to, you know, solving violent crime. Well, if we're truly adopting this for violent crime, then let's just write rules that specifically say that that's the only time it can be utilized. But they never do that, and instead what they'll say are words like a legitimate law enforcement purpose. So once again, there aren't the kinds of limits, there aren't the kinds of guideposts that we really need for something that is this major of a surveillance tool.
These cameras are called ALPRs. What does that stand for?
Automatic license plate readers. They capture the image of every license plate on every vehicle that passes by them.
And they've been in use in the Chicagoland area for how long?
I would say more than a decade in various places and locations. There are public automatic license plate readers that communities have purchased and deployed, and there are also actually private companies who have automatic license plate readers that they either locate in a space, or they use mobily and then sell the data to government agencies who want to buy them. But they're very much part of the world we live in. We just think there ought to be some modest controls around them.
And the view is, from most people in the city, we'll do whatever we need to do to eliminate crime so we're all safer. So over the course of the past decade, is it helping? I mean, is it solving crimes?
You get anecdotal reports that it does, but I want to emphasize that those reports are anecdotal. The one sort of academic look at this thus far has been in an article in the in Wired magazine recently, where they suggest that there really isn't any evidence that these actually do anything to deter or solve crimes. But I think that's a really good point. So if we're going to deploy these and expend that, why not say that at the end of the year we're going to do a public report? And we're going to tell the community exactly how many crimes they solved, how they were used, and commit to the idea that if they aren't reaching the goals that are promised, that we're going to do away with them because there are these privacy concerns. But instead, we just add on to these as we go on. I think that's, even just committing to that kind of study at the end of a year would be a really great thing for us to do.
Ed Yanka, we'll see if they take your suggestion. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Lauren has the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.
WGN.